This is DTC, Dudes Talking Comics. Here at DTC, we're a podcast dedicated to all things comics. Comic books, comic movies, and comic TV shows. In this week's episode, the dudes are joined by a special guest, Janine Bruno, as we discuss cosplay and many other comic-related themes.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for joining us on another episode of the Dudes Talking Comics podcast. My name is Angel. I'm joined here by my right-hand man, Maurice. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
It's good. It's good. We've been on a tear lately with putting out a bunch of content, and we have the pleasure of having a guest to the show. Her name is Janine. Hello, Janine.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining. We've been having this podcast. This right now, I believe, is our 13th, our lucky 13th podcast.
Yep, 3 in 1 week too.
Yeah, we've been on a tear. We took some time off, but you know, I've known Janine for a while now, and what made me interested in inviting her on was her kind of relationship to comics in a different way. I noticed that you've done some cosplaying, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That's cool. So, like, yeah, this episode we'll get into great detail about that. But, so again, you're our special guest. So, I hope you feel special.
I do.
special.
I am so special.
Yeah. So I know that you just got finished working out. So how was your workout?
Very satisfying. I kind of was walking funny, so you know that's a good thing.
Now that you cosplay, and I was thinking about this, like, you know, to dress up as a certain character and stuff, like, you got to be in pretty good shape, don't you have to be? Don't you agree?
Not necessarily. I mean, it helps, but at the same time, there's so many different shapes, sizes, ages in cosplay, and they're really big on, like, you know, anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be a certain shape, and you know.
Oh, interesting.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
So how long, like, when did you get started in that specifically, like, you know, becoming characters?
Well, oh God, where do I start?
Well, before you get to that, let's explain to people what cosplaying is, because I'm not even really 100% sure what it is.
Do you want me to explain it? Okay. Well, yeah. I'm kind of new to it. Maybe a little, like, about 2 years, but it's just dressing up as any character, either video game, book, movie, comic book. There's really no rules. You can be whatever you want. I've done different genders. Like, I've been female versions of male characters, and then other people kind of do their own spin on. You can combine two different characters. Like, I follow this guy, Cosplay Armory, on Instagram, and he does Captain Deadpool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You could be whatever you want. I think that's what really got me into it.
So that you feel that's what got your interest into being a part of this?
That, and I think just the community is so welcoming and surprisingly very nice. And a little over a year ago, right when Moana came out and I saw the movie, I was like, wow, I love her. I want to, you know, maybe be her for Halloween. And my friend asked me to dress up as her for her daughter's birthday. Mm. And I'm like, hell yeah, that's awesome. And then I tried looking online for costumes, and they wanted like $200 for a pre-made costume. I'm like, screw this. Let me see if I can make it.
I see.
Thus yep. Started the whole hobby of cosplaying.
Yeah, because it's pretty much like a lifestyle, or there's a lot of great time and detail spent on this, it seems like, at least for some people.
Yeah, you definitely need to, depending on the costume, you definitely need to take your time with it. Like, I was trying to make the skirt for Moana with, like, hemp fabric and whatever the type of, like, hula skirt. Yeah. And I would get frustrated, so I would kind of go back to it. I think it took me maybe a couple weeks.
Now, who are some of these characters you've done over the past couple of years?
Well, Wonder Woman, that's my number one. Moana, I did a gender bent Khal Drogo. which
really
half the people at Paradise City Comic Con had no idea who I was, which is okay. There was even a kid dressed as Jon Snow. I'm like, oh, hey, nephew. He goes, wait, who are you? But and I was him at Renfest. That people actually knew who I was.
Oh, by the way, just, you know, yes. You asked earlier that you're not, you know, when it comes to The Walking Dead, you know, you're pretty much not really caught up, correct?
Yes.
Now, for us, we're not caught up at all with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Way
off. So I'm just listening.
Some of these characters, we don't know who they are, but I know, but I just don't know much about them because I haven't watched any. I know I told you I was going to get started, but I never did. So,
but we know the show's a big deal, and we will one day get into it.
I had to rewatch it, but there's a lot of stuff in the book series that my brother reads the books, and he would always kind of tell me, you know, what's supposed to happen and what they changed or what they took out, because there's too many characters in the series in the book series that they don't have enough time to cover in the show.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's the biggest difference between a book in an actual live action show or movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always going to be a little different. But anyway, yeah, so continue on with some of these characters, because I know I've seen your Wonder Woman and I've seen some other ones. Weren't you, I think you had asked me, have you done Poison Ivy?
I have on my Amazon wish list all the supplies for it.
Mm.
I'm trying to save money. It's not really working, but that's the next one I want to do because I don't know if you watch Gotham I don't know what network it's on, but anyway, the actor that plays Penguin is going to be at SuperCon in July.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, so, great. That's something I actually wanted to discuss with you because SuperCon is, I guess, is a big, one of the bigger ones that have been around.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree? And you've been to it before?
That was actually the first one I've ever been to.
Nice. And now, but when was this?
That was last July.
Now, Maurice, you've been to the New York Comic Con, correct?
Yeah.
So jealous.
Now, how was your experience with that? Because I haven't been to any, and I'm looking forward to SuperCon this year and New York Comic Con. So, like, what was your experience?
With me, I kind of waited a little bit too long to get the tickets, so I only got my hands on a Sunday ticket. And according to everyone, on Sundays is a little bit slower, but but everybody is still dressed up. You know, they have the booths and everything. And I personally, you know, I went there with a good group of people, a good amount of people, and we enjoyed it because, just like she had mentioned, like the community of people that are dressed up, they're just, you know, in such in a good mood and they enjoy what they're doing. We were going up to them getting pictures, and you know, they made us feel part of it. And we're not even dressed up. But overall, the experience was awesome. And the best part was watching, you know, the people dressed up. And
cosplay?
Yeah, they made us feel a part of it, too. And we weren't even dressed up. So it was an awesome experience. This was back, like, mm-hmm. maybe, like, a few years back.
Nice. So how was your experience at SuperCon, Janine?
I was putting off going just because I had never been to one. And I think that SuperCon, I found blue workout pants, a red tank top, and I made, it was the first time ever, like, building, like, armor. I made the Wonder Woman bracers and the tiara out of craft foam. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not waiting on people to go. I'm just going to go by myself.
Yeah.
If I happen to know someone there, I'll go. And my friend Cindy and her husband, she dressed up as a sexy Groot, which was pretty... Yeah, I'll show you pictures of that later. But everybody was so nice. And they're like, wow, your costume's awesome. How'd you make it? I'm like, oh, really? You think this is awesome? Like, everyone was so nice. And they stopped to take pictures. And people, like, from metal, dressed from Metal Gear to Star Wars, everyone wanted to take pictures with everyone. Mm-hmm. And it was just a very, like, positive vibe.
Now, I know these conventions have a lot of booths. Like, how are the booths? Like, how's the experience with the booths? Are like, what are you looking at? Like, because for me, I've never been to one, so I wouldn't know what to expect outside.
I spent a lot of money.
So there's a lot of merchandise, you say.
They mm-hmm. have a lot of comics. They have a lot of the pop vinyls.
Yeah.
Those little like, figurines.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
My brother T-shirts. Marie
collects those.
Yeah.
So,
I'm trying to make my collection. And then what else do they have? And then they have a lot of celebrities and they have a lot of comic artists. I locked eyes with Ralph Macchio from The Karate Kid for like 5 seconds and I kind of freaked out. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
Did
celebrity movies are pretty cool.
No, I know like San Diego Comic Con, maybe New York, they have panels too.
Yeah.
Did SuperCon have any panels of like people talking or?
They do, but it's all at different times and then in different rooms.
Nice. Okay.
Like MegaCon in Orlando that I was working, so I was really upset I didn't get to go to that. Jeff Goldblum was there and he did like a sit down interview type thing.
Interesting. Jeff Goldblum, yeah. Interesting person.
Jeff Goldblum.
Well, he was in the Thor movie, the last Thor movie.
Yeah.
He was the the Grandmaster. Great character.
How'd you feel about that movie, Janine? Did you enjoy
Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah.
Definitely my favorite one. I like that they put a lot more humor in it.
Yeah.
Like Dark World, I couldn't even really take seriously just because I had heard that Natalie Portman didn't want to even be in the movie, but she was under contract, so she had to. So the entire time I'm watching it, I'm like, she didn't be there.
Did she make an appearance in that movie?
She was in Dark World, and they just mentioned her in Ragnarok. Like, oh, sorry, Jane dumped you.
So,
for the best.
So you've been doing cosplay for about 2 years. So what are some characters that you want to get into, like, eventually? Like, who else do you have on your wish list?
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
Okay.
The old school version, yeah. Though, not the new one. I have the fabric for and the wig for Daenerys Targaryen, and then I have fabric for Elektra. So those are the two I'm working on now. I'm just not good at with a sewing machine, so I'm hopeful I'll get them both done.
Like I said, that takes a lot of work and dedication to, especially make them from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work night shift, so the days that I'm off, I usually end up staying up until 4 or 5 in the morning. So I'll try to do a little bit at a time.
Now, Maurice, like, what character would you dress up as?
Good question. I would love to be Wolverine.
Yeah, I think you would be a solid Wolverine.
Yeah, you know, I would like to be the
which version?
Brown and gold Wolverine.
The
brown and gold.
Not
classic.
Yep, classic Wolverine.
Kind of short and stocky.
Yeah, I'll go perfect with that.
Yeah, for me, man, I don't know. I would
Rick Grimes.
No, probably Cyclops. I would like to do it like an old school Cyclops, like
blue and yellow.
Yeah. Unitard.
Yeah, I'm practically half naked all the time anyway. So, like I have no shame.
There you go.
Yeah, Cyclops and if I had to do like a bizarre one, look, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but have you seen like the guys that make legit Iron Man suits?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll be so down to I wouldn't make it. I'll probably buy it, but
get somebody else to make it.
Dress up as that. So, Janine's like,
yes, sir.
It seems like you've been somehow interested in comics for a while. Is that correct? Like, what got you into?
More so the I have a lot. Like my brother Mike gave me a bunch of his, and then my brother James gave me about 50 Wonder Woman comic books that are on my list to read. But I watched the cartoons growing up, like the X-Men series.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Jubilee and Rogue are definitely my two favorite. Yet they have yet to do a good version of Jubilee in any of the movies. But I digress. I definitely got my interest from my brothers. I think if it weren't for them, I'd probably like not even know who any of them are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's how my sister got her interest. You know, me and my brother, we grew up reading comics and, you know, watching the TV shows, the cartoons, and she was just always around and she got interested. And she, her too, she likes Rogue.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I wanted you on the podcast was just to like have like another point of view of the world of like comics and like, no, everything around it, because us, for us, like we're male, so we know a lot of other that are, you know, have the same interests. But like, did you ever have like friends that were interested in, like female friends that were interested in what you were interested in, like, or had the interest in like cartoons, or not cartoons but comics?
Not at all, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah,
like growing up, when we were in New York and I was in elementary school, and I would always play Tomb Raider, and I only got up to the first level. I was never that good, but she was always my favorite character, and I remember like wearing the gloves, trying to dress up like her. And I did get picked on. Like, I still like my Disney princesses, don't get me wrong, but I like that strong female character, and I think a lot of girls now like them. But you know, when you're a little girl, that's not.
Yeah,
that's a cool thing to do.
Well, especially, yeah, the last few years or so, they've made a better effort in showcasing more stronger female characters. So you do see girls, younger girls, like more into it and like dressing up or wearing T-shirts and stuff. But you know, back in the day, it wasn't. You know, again, it was mostly the role models of people you looked up at on, you know, in cartoons were Disney princesses.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're even making Disney princesses a lot stronger now. If you notice, like Frozen, like there's no, like Elsa doesn't have a male interest and doesn't get married in the end, and
sure.
And Moana has nobody. She just has the demigod, and she, you know, she ends up becoming like chief, I think, at one point at the end.
That's right.
That's what made that Frozen movie a bit not just the only reason that was pretty popular. It wasn't that normal happy ending. It was like they didn't need the guy to help them, they just chose themselves.
Yeah,
like, whoa, that's kind of cool. Right, hey, I'm gonna choose my sister. Exactly. Is, right? And I was like, whoa, go get yours.
So what was your anticipation for the Wonder Woman movie?
I think everyone hyped it up, but I'm not, there's no one version. Like, the character has evolved. It's been around since 1940 two or 41.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in with an open mind and I cried. I loved it. I'm a little biased, but you know, I think they did a good job. And now they just released two pictures, like two screenshots of the sequel, because I think it takes place in the 80s.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow. When is that going to be released? Because I have completely forgot about the Wonder Woman 2 movie.
I want to say next summer.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think it's next summer.
Kristen Wiig is going to be Cheetah, so I'm pretty curious to see how that's going to be.
Interesting. A comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she's played some serious roles, I guess, but... I'm actually looking forward to that, because, you know, here at Dudes Talking Comics, we really don't have great reviews when it comes to these DC movies with Batman.
What?
Superman.
Yeah. I think Wonder Woman has gotten the highest review.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We've got our issues with the DCEU, but I'm definitely interested in Wonder Woman too. So that should be fun. Like, what else? Like, did you actually read comics as a kid, or did you just have them around?
I had them around. I would look, you know, through pictures, but I think I was more into the cartoons.
Yeah, of course. Did you have a specific character that you or team that you always had the most interest in?
Growing up or now, or both?
Growing up.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Definitely X-Men.
Yeah, we were big X-Men, the animated series fan.
We were mutants.
Like, man,
no, I remember doing, I forget which one it was, but I think some cop put his hand on Rogue and he goes, cold hands, and then she ends up doing like working her power and then ends up like subduing the guy. I'm like, that is so cool.
Yeah, we would watch and end up fighting at the end. play fighting.
Reenact the battles.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love the cartoons. Now, currently, since you had asked if there was a difference in my question, like what are you mostly interested in now when it comes to like, and when I say comics, I don't mean the comic books specifically. I mean the whole world of comics with, the movies, the cartoons, the conventions, and everything else. Mm-hmm. So, what are you mostly interested in, like as far as characters and move and stories?
I don't even know how to answer that. I like the ability to get creative with the characters. Like nobody, I was worried going to the conventions, people get all like, you know, analytical on your costume, but nobody really cares. No one wants to know your comic book knowledge and your origin story. They're just like, wow, you look great. Or, oh, that I like your spin on it.
Like
there's no like cause jerk saying like, oh, you know, she actually had this type of armor.
Yes, like, yes, I know. Like that's when you get like to the extreme like douche nerd level.
Yes,
the snob. That's what it is. The snob of this like I guess industry.
Yeah, no, because I was at a gun expo and they had a type of gun that looked just like the one Harley Quinn has in I think Injustice.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the booth was like, actually, her model is a something, something, 2.5. I'm just like, I literally go to him. I'm like, shut up.
Like,
nobody cares.
Like, shut up, bro.
It's a fictional character. You know, if you try too hard to be literal, it's you're missing the entire point of cosplay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nothing literal when it comes to, especially comics, too.
Mm-hmm. So.
I look at movies a little differently than most other people. I like my movies to be true to the content, but but you know, it's never going to be that way. I know that. So, all right. So, Maurice, what's something you remember from New York Comic Con that you think I should kind of like be expecting or excited about?
Running into random celebrities.
Yes.
Yeah. We were looking at this booth and it had like some zombie comic book. It was just like somebody had created it and we're talking to the person and it was the lead singer of Coheed and Cambria who we were talking to. And we were like, my sister Carmen was like, that's him. And I was like, because remember back then he was heavy and he had lost a lot of weight. And it was like, wait a minute. Yeah, it was him. And we're having conversations with him, and Carmen actually took a picture with him. He was really cool, and it was just out of nowhere that happened. And then two booths down, Robert Kirkman was signing comic books, and he was there on a Sunday.
Wow. And
he was just there talking to some guy there, and he had asked him. He was like, hey, so do you prefer the comic book or the TV show? And that's where I overheard him say, the TV show is my perfected version of the comic book. And I was like, so expect just running into random celebrities or not even celebrities, just like hardcore comic book, you know, fans.
Man, I know myself personally, I get a lot of anxiety when I see a celebrity. So I've never been the type to approach a celebrity because I'm always afraid that they're going to be like, who are you? What do you want? Like, I've just never been good with that. How about you, Janine? Have you met celebrities? I mean, anywhere.
No, I'm exactly the same. I got, I don't know if you're familiar with a band, Five Finger Death Punch.
Yes.
They, oh my gosh, they're awesome. So they were at Fort Rock a couple weeks ago.
I wanted to go so bad. I've been wanting
to. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So good. And they had a meet and greet for like an hour. So we got online maybe an hour and a half before they even got there. And the lead singer, Ivan, he's always, most of the time he's wearing a Punisher shirt when he's performing. So I made a tank top with the Punisher logo. So I meet him and I shake his hand. He goes, I like your shirt. I'm like, I got so like, I fangirled. I'm like, this is so awesome. And then the guitar player like reached his hand out to shake my hand. I'm like, oh, hi.
That's cool. Wow.
I've been wanting to go. I've known a guy that's a photographer, and he goes every year. And he, it seemed like, I feel like every year it's always around the time I'm training for a fight. So like, I just don't go. Mm-hmm. But who else played?
Bad Wolves. I think they're kind of new.
Mm-hmm.
They opened. They were really good. They have a really good cover of Zombie from the Cranberries.
Yeah.
See who else. Hailstorm, not crazy about them. Trivium, they were great. Bullet for My Valentine, you remember that?
Yeah.
And then I think Godsmack closed.
Nice.
And then the next day, I was kind of mad. It was just too expensive. I didn't go to the next day. But the next day, Hollywood Undead, Seven Dust, I think Breaking Benjamin, and then Ozzy was the headlining for that day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I know there's what's the other one? There's Fort Rock, and there's another one that's pretty big. I can't think of it, but I know it's every year, and every year I want to go, but then I either have a fight or something else around that time. But yeah, so you're pretty caught up with a lot of the movies, right? Correct, Janine?
Yes. What Except that? Green Lantern. I never saw that one.
Don't need to.
Yeah, man, I understand why people hate on it and why it's bad, but I kind of liked it.
So bad it's good, maybe?
No, not that. It's just because I like the character of Green Lantern so much, and they did, and most people miss out on this. They the whole idea, the whole moral of the story, or the premise was really played out well, I felt. But I don't know.
It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great either, so it's kind of
like I like the whole power of his, like, it's your will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his power is based on his will to, like, either be creative or just think of proper ways to use his ring. And I don't know,
interesting,
maybe that's just because I'm a Green Lantern fan. So what was your opinion on the latest Infinity War movie? Did you enjoy it? Did you leave it there satisfied, happy, or what?
I left angry. I don't like cliffhangers at all. But everyone either hyped it up too much or they were reacting so strongly in the can I say what happened? Is that
Yeah. Listen, nobody knows about the movie. Yeah, goddamn.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want to say.
Well, no, people were giving things away, like, the night it premiered. I'm like, come on, give me at least a week or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what we did. We gave it at least a week before we started spoiling things and posting stuff.
But, no, I wasn't crazy about it. I mean, you know nobody stays alive and or dead in either Marvel or DC. I mean, I was secretly waiting for Killmonger to come back, as weird as that is. But, I'm hoping it gets better in the next one.
So you were upset about the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Because we were discussing this before. Like, the directors keep saying that whoever died in this movie is permanently dead. And we're trying to figure out exactly what that means.
I think that means whoever didn't evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who died by either Thanos, like, when he
by his hand.
Off, and then what's the name of the guy who, like, guards Asgard?
Heimdall?
Elvis. Yeah, him.
Yes.
Maybe Loki. I don't know. He'll probably come back.
You know, that's interesting you put it that way, because I think I myself and most people think about the people that perished, like Spider-Man, like Black Panther, like all these big name characters that you know are coming back.
No, they're coming back.
But so, like, Gamora is definitely dead.
That's my cat's name.
Okay. Yeah, can you tell people what's your cat's name?
Oh, okay. Well, we had Thanos, but he died. I'm really upset about that. He had heart failure. Oh, but
was that a cat?
That was a cat.
Wow. Okay.
And then now we have Gamora and Nebula, which is funny because the first 3 days we had them, they wanted to kill each other.
Oh, look, just like in the comic books.
Exactly. But no, now they love each other.
That's actually funny. I mean,
yeah.
I name my cats after characters. You know, I got Oliver Queen and Shiva from The Walking Dead, but most people don't catch that right away.
Oliver Queen.
Yeah.
Eek.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so cute.
Hey, my Maurice is a big fan of Arrow.
For season one, and that's it.
Yeah, I stopped after the third.
Actually, I think you're right. Season one was great. Season two was really good. And season three is when I stopped following it. It just became repetitive. I was like, oh, I'm over this.
Janine, did you watch a lot of the like CW shows, like Flash, Green Arrow?
I stopped watching Green Arrow because I couldn't take him anymore. He was a wimp. Mm-hmm. Like, Damian Dark, I feel like, should have died the first three episodes. Instead, he's like you're going to jail. Like, that's why friggin' all your friends are being killed by him. But,
yo.
And Flash, I couldn't. I will catch up. I just don't have time to. And then Supergirl, I'm all caught up on. I think that's my favorite so far on CW. Anyway.
Which ones are you watching, Mo? Because,
As of right now, I'm only watching The Flash, and it's really hard to watch it because each season gets worse and worse. But season one of The Flash, I recommend to everyone. It's a really, really good season. But it's falling around the same place as Arrow, as it's getting repetitive and it's getting stale. It's getting stale. Yeah. As of right now, it's just The Flash.
So you haven't watched Supergirl?
No, I picked to skip that. I tried.
Well, I know my mom does.
Yeah.
It got better.
She stays trying to, like, have me watch it. I'm like, Ma, get out of here.
Well, how many seasons are they in? Or, like, two seasons?
I think it's the third.
Okay. And you said it's gotten better? How has it gotten better, in your opinion?
I mean, I think so. I mean, Martian Manhunter's in it, and I really like him. I'm not, like I said, I'm not familiar with the comic book series of Supergirl, so I'm kind of going in with an open mind, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes when you go with it in an open mind and you don't have, like, a biasness or, like, a content to follow, like, it's sometimes better that way.
But you know what the problem is with Arrow and Supergirl? Arrow is following the same storylines of Batman. So when I'm watching Arrow, it's hard for me not to think of, wait, there's a Batman storyline. And the same, and similar to Supergirl, too.
Well, what do you mean story?
What do you mean?
So with Arrow, they're following the whole... You know how Ra's al Ghul wanted to pick Batman to be the one that takes over the League of Shadows and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing with the Arrow storyline.
Mm.
And they had a similar storyline with the Hush and all that stuff. It's the same thing.
You know what? It's just to sidetrack a little, I just read something about... Maybe there's a storyline out there, a comic story arc of where Batman actually he trains to kill the person that kills his parents, and he ends up killing that guy, and Ra's al Ghul ends up destroying the world or Gotham because Batman wasn't there to stop him.
Is that in a current storyline?
No, I don't know. I don't know where I read it, but I thought it was interesting that the fact that Batman, when he ends up killing the killer's parents, he stops being Batman, and that stops him from
stopping Ra's al Ghul from destroying the world.
Yeah, it's just interesting. Sorry, I just went in I kind of blacked out.
That's what comic book storylines do.
Yeah. Okay. So, about Janine? Are you currently watching any cartoons?
No.
Okay. She's not that much of a nerd. Okay.
That was easy. Hey.
No, it's okay.
No, the only reason I don't you know, I kind of expected you to say that, because if I were to recommend one thing, I would recommend watching the Young Justice.
Oh yeah.
Cartoon. I think it's because it's not when you think of a cartoon, you think it's for kids or it's childish, but it's actually very serious.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty
dark too.
Tone. And it just deals with the sidekicks of the major Justice League characters, and they have their own team called Young Justice, and it's interesting to watch how they work together and how they deal with, you know, being a team with these powers, and the storylines are really, really deep and in depth. So I would recommend watching Young Justice.
Stop what you're doing, Janine, and watch it ASAP.
Can you get that on Hulu or Netflix?
Oh, it's on. It's running on Netflix.
It was.
But they took it out.
Yeah, but DC.
Stop it.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Like,
yeah.
Posted.
So good. Easy so top five cartoon.
You don't watch Rick and Morty?
I really tried. I couldn't.
Man, I knew this was a bad idea to have wrong. I knew.
Dude,
it.
He was like,
Janine, you're not down with Pickle Rick?
I don't know what I said, but he goes, you know what? On second thought, we'll pass. We found someone else. I'm like, wait, really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, man.
I'm just messing. But yeah. Just like you're trying to get me to watch Game of Thrones, I'm going to try to get you to watch Young Justice. And it's only really two seasons, right?
Yeah.
Just and they're what, half-hour episodes, and there's like 20 episodes a season. But once you get caught up in the storyline, you watch them all.
You'll get hooked right after the first episode.
How about after I do my paper tonight? I have to stay up late, so I will try to watch Young Justice.
Excellent.
It's on Netflix.
Nice.
But you have to start watching Game of Thrones. Like,
I know. I feel like that guy. Just like I've never played Fortnite. I feel like that guy that's just on the outside watching everyone have fun.
Maybe, no.
How many seasons is it right now of Game of Thrones? Maybe you think it's because there's so many seasons that we're behind.
Yes.
Six.
Is it six? And seven's the final one, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, but they are making a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Okay. So that's the deal. Janine will start watching Young Justice. Angel, you'll get into Game of Thrones, and I will continue to watch Rick and Morty. Done.
Maybe I'll try again Rick and Morty, but that sounds good to me.
All right, let's take a quick little break, and we'll get back on the other half and discuss some other random shit. Bye.
Sounds good. Tiny Rick.
Guys, if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Dudes Talking Comics. There you'll be able to see our reactions, reviews, and debates on everything from comics, TV shows, and movies. Now let's get back.
All right, are we back? Is everyone back?
Yep.
Here we are.
Cool. Did you have enough time for a bathroom break, or was this too quick of a turnover?
Oh, work is calling me.
Oh, you need to take it?
No, they're asking me to come in, probably.
Well, tell them you're busy right now. There's something more important to do.
Yeah, you're with the Dudes Talking Comics. Make sure you let them know that, and make sure they follow us on Instagram. Okay.
They're going to have no idea what that is.
Just like most people I tell, like, what?
Yeah, right?
Like, get your ass to work.
hold on. Oh, wait, they hung up.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good. And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, so the second half of this is just discuss. I mean, is there anything you want to discuss, Janine? I mean, there's nothing. We're not tied down to any specific format. So if there's anything you want to discuss, we can discuss it.
Well, are you guys going to go to SuperCon?
Well, since I live in Florida.
Yes.
My Maurice and TK both live in Queens.
We're in New York City.
I mean, you guys should come down.
When is it?
July. I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I believe July 12th through the 15th.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check out my JetBlue points. Hey, you never know. We are trying to like set stuff up like this. So it'll be cool to go to a Florida one and then the New York one and just have fun there. So
no, I'm definitely going. I mean, I'll look at the tickets tonight. And I mean, are you going? What days are you going?
I'm planning on doing definitely Sunday because I'm gonna make my fiance the Punisher.
Oh.
Yeah, he has apparently his mom and PA has one of his flak jackets from when he was in the Marine Corps, and I get permission to paint it.
Nice. So I'll
see. Hopefully, I don't ruin it, and then I'm gonna be Elektra for that day.
Nice.
And then maybe. Dude. Saturdays are pretty nuts.
If you guys do that Sunday, I'm gonna be Daredevil.
Really?
And... But I'm gonna be like pre-suit Daredevil of the Netflix series season one. So I'm just gonna have like a black like t-shirt over my face.
Oh, that's easy.
And gloves, and just blood all over. Like, cause he was getting his ass beat that whole series.
And if I can make it, I could be a little stocky version of the Kingpin. But I'm gonna do the comic book one, the one with the purple like tie thing that he has, and the white jacket.
Well, you gotta be bald, bro.
Yo, I'm gonna go all in. I'll shave it. Here we go.
I mean, or just get a bald cap.
Oh, yeah, that would be even funnier.
But, yeah. Oh, what were you saying about Saturday? That Saturday, it's crazy?
Saturday, like, I went to Paradise City Comic Con that was in Miami, mm-hmm. Saturday was insane. Like you can't even walk through the crowd.
It's just so
take a picture. Yeah, it's too crowded to the point that you don't really enjoy it unless you go maybe towards the end of it. But
interesting. So you gotta kind of have to strategize this. You just can't go in there, especially if it's that packed. Like you gotta know what you're doing, where you're going, who you're gonna see. Okay, but yeah, I'm definitely down.
Maybe Friday and Sunday. That might be better.
Cool. I'm excited. I enjoy Halloween. Like, I enjoy dressing up. Like, last year I didn't get to dress up because there was a huge storm. So, like, that day I didn't get to go out. But I had this sick cat onesie that I was going to wear. But like, when else can I wear that? And
brunch.
Sunday brunch on the Ave.
You should do that one day and just go live on the page. Just like, fuck it. Just do it.
I would too. You know, where is that? I gotta go find it.
But do that, but also like while walking your cats. Just do it.
I'll definitely get my cats taken away. Yeah, but the year before that, I was Negan from Walking Dead. And that was fun. Because, like, just the fact that I went on Amazon and, like, looked for things separately. Like, there wasn't, like, a Negan outfit. And this was before, like, he was huge. And Negan's in The Walking Dead, by the way, if you don't know.
Wait, are you telling me that?
Yeah.
Come on.
But
just covering the bases.
But it's true that the act of putting everything together, like, finding his jacket, the correct jacket, finding his correct color scarf, creating his bat, you know, because I bought a foam bat, which I have a funny story, but I bought a foam bat and like plastic fake barbed wire and fake blood to create the Lucille, his bat.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a process, but I had fun doing it. So I had this jacket, his scarf. I had to buy like combat boots because I don't own combat boots, and I couldn't find any my size, so I ended up buying a female version, female combat boots, thinking that I could easily return them too after, because like there's no way I was gonna keep women's combat boots, but they ended up not taking it back. So I have a pair of combat boots here still that I haven't used since Halloween of 2 years ago.
Well, look at that, Janine. If you ever need some combat boots for your suit, now you know to hit up Angel.
Negan is on my Pinterest.
Boom. Cosplay board, done.
So. But my funny story is that like I got dressed up for that, and like Halloween down here in West Palm Beach, there's Moonfest, and it's, you know, it's a pretty big, it's a big thing. Like it gets crowded. Everyone's dressed up. So I figure since I'm going to be outside and there's going to be tight security, like there's no way they're going to let me in with a real bat, right?
Did they confiscate the fake one, though?
No, they didn't. But there were other Negans that night.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other Negans with real bats. With
oh, boy.
Real barbed wire.
Oh, inside. No.
So I thought it was interesting. I mean, just that atmosphere of people all dressed up, like the Halloween, like everyone's there to have a good time. And you just get as creative and crazy as you can be. So
that was the same year Mo was Negan too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you were both Negan. And you know what's funny? You said
Little Mo.
It took you a while. Yeah. My son Mo, he was Negan too. And I think we took a picture. Like you guys side by side. The funny thing is you said that you went to Amazon to find all these different parts of Negan suit. And then I think everybody was doing the same. So when I went on Amazon,
everything was sold out?
No. Everything was in the bottom as a bundle. The red handkerchief, the bat, the it's like a shoelace that looks like a barbed wire, the blood, and I was like, oh, perfect. $7.99, got everything there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go all out then. I don't know what. Maybe Daredevil or someone.
Pickle Rick.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a Rick and Morty thing?
Yeah, Pickle Rick.
Man, after you're done with Injustice, because it's only two seasons, third season's going to start soon, but you got to get on Rick and Morty. And if you don't like it, we can't be friends ever.
We were actually playing the Rick and Morty game a few days ago.
Really?
With Carmen and Glendy and them. It's a game. It's a game that you remember that it was based off that episode of The Parasites.
Yeah.
When Mr. Poopy Butthole dies. So. Yeah.
She's probably like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
And I just got a book to read, so I'll add it to my list.
I'm telling you, get on it. You it was just hilarious, and pretty much the whole game is you're trying to figure out who's the parasite and who's human, and there's a certain way of doing it. It's not a real easy game, but it's kind of fun.
So, what books are you reading, Janine?
Well, I'm in school too, but I got one. It's called Quackery: A Brief History of the Worst Ways to Cure Everything.
Interesting.
So it's kind of a book on old medical history, what they thought was good for things. Like people used to like prescribe you cocaine,
mm-hmm.
and arsenic and mercury.
Wait, cocaine's not good for you?
Apparently not. I mean, they figured it out eventually.
Only to clean rust off rims.
And then what else? They used to, if they thought you were going to have some kind of like mental illness, they ripped your teeth out because they believed it came from a mouth infection.
Oh my God.
I like my teeth.
So you're telling me I have to get rid of my teeth? Do you read a lot?
I try to. What do you call it? I think I met an author in Florida, and she said she was similar to the True Blood series, which I've read. And mm-hmm. she wrote, I think, like 17 books or 18 books, and I read all of those like 2 summers ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it depends on the book. Like, I have the Anne Rice series. I have that. I like my sci-fi or my detective novels.
So you see, like, sci-fi. Do you like sci-fi movies?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Oh, give me a genre though, like of sci-fi.
Like I like like space.
Did you see Lost in Space, the new one, the series?
No.
It kind of sucked at the end, so I don't know. Everyone has their own opinion, but.
If you like sci-fi, do you like Black Mirror?
Yes.
See, I've only watched a few episodes of that.
Yep. Each one is a different theme.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why it was hard for me to keep track of things, because it was like a different story, correct?
Yeah, but the season 2 finale kind of tied in a few of them.
Talking about Black Mirror, right?
Yes.
Isn't pretty much Black Mirror, you could start off in season 3. Every episode is its own episode, except for that episode you just mentioned.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to see all of them to understand it. And there's like maybe 2 or 3 episodes in the most recent season that I didn't like at all.
The reasons, yeah, you're right. There was a few that were a little bit suspect. But pretty much it's like Twilight Zone. It's a high-tech version of the Twilight Zone. You could watch any episode as its own. And then there's one that kind of puts two of them together.
Interesting.
It's kind of creepy because if you think about it, the way we're so into social media and not really connecting one-on-one, it's kind of it's unsettling when you see some of the episodes, because one is basically entirely to do with your social status, and if you don't have as many likes or praises on social media, it affects your real life.
It's the rating system episode, right?
Yes, with was it Bryce Dallas Howard?
I think I've made a scene there.
Instead of like it's kind of like you could compare it to having bad credit.
I like that. Yeah,
she was trying to move into like a better place, but it all depends on her rating. Even saying hello to someone, you have to give like a rating, and it's a cool episode.
I think I remember watching that, and I may have been drunk watching it, so like I thought it was so bizarre.
But,
hey, here's the question. It kind of came up randomly, but are you a fan of Blade Runner?
The original one, yes. The new one was awful.
Okay, good. Because I thought the same thing. And there are so many people that believe it was like a masterpiece. But
which one?
The latest Blade Runner movie?
No. It was just too many random things. And then like there was all these dark, ominous tones. Like, wow.
Exactly. I was expecting.
It was kind of like, what is
it?
Was
anticlimactic. Like, I expected more.
And been in it way more. And then it ended, and then it just ended abruptly. Like, they were building up, and then it just, oh, credits. Okay, everyone go home.
Yeah. Like, it was beautifully made, for sure. But other than that, it's just, it was too much confusion for me. Like, I wasn't sure what the fuck was going on, but it was, and it was really long, and Jared Leto's character was just too bizarre. So
he is, yeah, I didn't like that one. They're apparently giving him another chance and doing a standalone Joker movie with him in it, not Joaquin Phoenix. I think they were gonna get.
So,
oh,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on that one? On that,
I did not like Suicide Squad. They even redid it before it premiered to make it more fun,
mm-hmm.
and it should have just been called Deadshot and Friends. It was I did not like it.
Will Smith and the Squad.
Yeah.
The Will Smith.
I feel like that movie started, like, I was pretty hyped for the beginning of the movie. Then mm-hmm. things just changed. I think the movie would have been better if it was more of a, like a thriller heist movie that was more serious than, like, what they try to do. They try to make it bigger than it was and more fun than it should have been.
Yeah, because remember, the trailer alone was one of the best trailers, and it came out after Batman vs. Superman.
Was that with the Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah. It had, like, this great trailer, and then when we started getting the reviews for Batman vs. Superman, that people were upset how serious it was, they started re-editing Suicide Squad. So if you watch the movie, especially towards the end, there's these random, like, editing and cuts that just don't look they look out of place. And they have, like, forced humor. Boom. Now you know why.
Like Superman with a mustache.
Oh, man.
That was awful.
Oh, yeah. I think we spoke about it in the last podcast. No, they're still going to do two Joker movies. One is Jared Leto, and then there's one by Joaquin Phoenix by himself.
Oh, so they are making two.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, we're totally separate ones.
Doesn't make any sense. Aren't there, like, rights, like copyright infringement laws or something? Like,
I think DCU just doesn't give a fuck. They're trying to catch up to that MCU money train. Infinity War was already at $2 billion, and it took three DC movies: Wonder Woman, Batman versus Superman, and what's the other one?
Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. Or Suicide Squad. Together, they made $2.3 billion. Infinity War alone, $2 billion. It's crazy numbers.
Man. Where's that? Where's all that money going?
Like, oh, yeah, right. Somewhere. How's that work?
They're definitely spending the money to make the movie. Like, the budget for Infinity War was one of the highest ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they had to pay everyone involved too. Do you see how long that credit list was?
I know,
hundreds.
And, like, Robert Downey probably got paid the most.
Oh yeah,
least like $50 million.
Yeah, but all that money that DC movies are making, they still didn't put enough money for that CGI of Cavill's mustache.
All right, let's end it with this, since there's only 2 minutes left. I have just one more question. It is actually one of the battles I have on our Instagram story, and I'm going to ask each one of you, if you had to choose a power between superhuman strength or superhuman speed, which one would you choose and why? Let's start with Janine. Since you're the specialist, you go first.
Oh, strength.
Strength?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, shit, I don't know.
Got him.
You have to make a decision of one, right? Like, why would you rather be stronger than faster?
Well, I mean,
is there a threat?
Because what happens if you, you could be super fast, but then once someone finally catches up to you, then what?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that Flash said, like, you know, I've never done battle. I just push people and run away.
Mm. Interesting. How about you, Maurice?
I'm going to go with strength because, just like she mentioned, you know, say you're going hand to hand with someone, you're going to have the edge because of the strength, you know, and also, like, I think you could share, like, the power, the strength too, like especially, like, helping people and everything. Like, you're fast, but you're pretty much by yourself running around. Like, that's not fun.
I mean, you could carry someone.
Yeah, but then they'll probably be puking themselves.
With super strength, you can also jump really high. like Jessica Jones.
Oh, that's right. Your calf muscles are insane.
The same with speed. I would choose speed over strength. What? And I'll relate that to, you know, my fighting experience and like.
I knew it.
Yeah. I'd rather take speed over strength any day because, you know, I'll hit you, but you won't be able to hit me. So, think about it. If you're fighting someone, I'd rather be faster than stronger.
But if you get hit by a set of strength, it's going to hurt.
I know. You know what I mean? Oh, I know. Trust me. I know. But yeah, that's just an interesting little debate there because I always think about that.
Can I add one quick little curveball to that speed question? Would you ever use your power of speed to go back in time?
Well,
butterfly effect.
Scientifically, it's impossible to go back in time, but.
Comic book. We're talking comic book wise.
Scientifically, come on. Remember, don't be too literal.
Oh, yeah, of course. I would go back in time. Why not?
There you go.
But you're not afraid of the whole butterfly effect?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Well, I mean, what's my reasoning for going back in time?
If reasoning is
to stop something from happening, then no, I would go back in time to experience things, not to stop something or change things. Like, I would like to go back in the medieval times or like the Renaissance or even back when humans were cavemen, just to see how that was. So I would be just like a watcher in the background.
So you'd be hiding in a tree watching like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how I'm picturing it. Well, that makes sense. If it was to be like that, that you go back in time just to watch how things went down, like I would like to go back in time is just what if I was to change something like the effect, just like that, what Flash deals with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it causes so much chaos and problems in all these comic stories that's why they have to reboot them so many times because everything's so fucked.
Like, yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, so that was a good discussion. Thank you, Janine, for joining us.
Thank you. That was fun.
Is there anything you want to, you know, put out there or any last remarks before we send out?
Watch Game of Thrones.
That's it. All right, I'll get on that. Anything on your end, Maurice?
Hey, thank you, Janine, for being part of this. You're a dope female guest.
I love it. Keep going. It's okay.
Yeah, you know, and
keep fanning.
And remember, when you're done with Young Justice, get on that Rick and Morty. Hashtag yes, pick a Rick.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you on for future episodes. So maybe we'll have a Game of Thrones. Who knows?
We definitely need to get on that, though.
That would require you actually watching the show, though.
Well, right now, I'm just watching my cats. So thanks again. Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, later, guys.
Bye. Thank you.